lay leg for $25, $35.
Yeah, I have definitely seen that.
And half of the time you see a patrolman stop somebody, a policeman stop somebody, 50% of them make cases against them instead of warning, too. It comes and probably have to pull it out of the pocket and pay.
Well, of course, that happens, especially, you know, outside the cities. You know, you have to pay it because you can't stay overnight and wait.
Well, of course,
the next
but
day.
I say, you got to pay it and go ahead.
Let me ask you some things. We talked about the, like, the rooms in your house, in Miss Ada's house last night. But let me ask you some more things. When you have, you don't have a fireplace here, do you?
Yeah, I've got one in the other.
Well, that's right. This one and this one in the den. Okay, what do you call, tell me what you call the parts of the fireplace.
A hearth.
Okay. And what's above the fireplace?
Chimney.
Okay.
Mantelpiece.
Mantelpiece and chimney. And what about inside the fireplace where you put the logs? What are those?
I just call that.
The metal things in the fireplace that hold
the
logs.
That's anvils. Andirons.
That's what I've heard. Okay, what about, do you have a special name for the biggest log, the biggest log that you put in the fireplace? What about the, we don't have a fireplace in our house, and I can't remember really what all the different parts used to be called, but I thought there was something called a backlog.
The backlog, when it was cold weather, you put on big green logs in the bigger woods you could to hold heat all night long. But this I built this fireplace in Chimney for the grandchildren, for Santa Claus to come down the chimney. I had never ever been a fire in there.
Is it made so that you can't have a fire?
I can have a fire in there. I didn't want one. But I just got it for Santa Claus. I got a beta cutting wood when I was cutting it for a younger. And you send somebody off to cut wood now, he cost you $30
coal. Oh, yeah.
And, but my fireplace, that's just...
to hang stockings on.
That's Santa Claus.
Well,
well, the den looks all right.
Oh, looks great. Fireplaces are terrific.
You just splurge on that. Like, I just spent about $2,500 on Santa Claus.
Then you add up
every
year.
I didn't know how many grandchildren I'd have. But it looks like I'm not going to have over 40.
I think that's enough. And last year, how many Christmas stockings did you have hanging over the fireplace?
Well, I don't remember. And see, Levine and them, they keep getting old, but Levine and them didn't come last year.
Oh, that's right, because they were in Pamela.
And then sometime the other one won't stay at home till that Santa Claus come now, because they have so much junk to haul around hunting up Santa Claus and then carrying it back.
I know, we get through that.